AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The district attorney in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Andrew Womble, has gone over the investigation into the shooting death by police of Andrew Brown Jr.
Mr. Brown's death, while tragic, was justified because Mr. Brown's actions caused three deputies with the Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office to reasonably believe it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others.
Deputies were attempting to serve drug-related search and arrest warrants. There had been reports the first shot hit Andrew Brown in the back.
The first shot was fired by Sergeant Meads, and it entered the front windshield of Mr. Brown's car.
Three deputies involved in the shooting in North Carolina remain on leave. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the number of coronavirus cases yesterday were the lowest since June of last year.
7-day average daily deaths have also declined to a new low of 546 per day. The last time our 7-day average was this low was in March 2020. Essentially since the pandemic began in large parts of the United States.
Republican backlash has started to the Democrats' push in the House to form an independent bipartisan commission to study the deadly January riot at the Capitol. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene says there should be other similar investigations of groups like Black Lives Matter.
Studies show 570 protests in 220 U.S. locations turned violent over the summer. Are those not insurrections?
There are no signs the fighting in Israel and Gaza is easing. A strike launched from Gaza killed two Thai workers in southern Israel, hours after Israeli airstrikes toppled a six-story building in the Palestinian territory that housed bookstores and educational centers. Stocks have moved up and down in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Home construction was down, but the outlook is good.
Home construction was down a surprisingly sharp 9.5% in April. But economists say it's at least in part because builders delayed projects due to a big jump in lumber prices and trouble getting supplies. Now listen to this. You'll pay almost $36,000 more to buy the average new single-family home because the price of lumber has skyrocketed and production of some things home builders need shut down temporarily when the pandemic hit a year ago. It can be difficult to get appliances, for example. Despite all of that, economists expect housing to show strength in 2021. I'm Rita Foley.
Fidelity Investments is launching a new type of account for teenagers to save, spend, and invest their money. The account is for 13 to 17-year-olds, and it will allow them to deposit cash, have a debit card, and trade stocks and funds under parental supervision. Ed Donahue, AP News.